a keteris if they want. Avotziba yehi mevi she mevi chayva kiyotziba. Since there's a chay for them to bring the keteris twice a day, maybe they want to bring more. Maybe they could. Talmud, the pasuk says no loisala. You cannot bring up. There is anything more than the chayv. Rashi's mashma rabim koma. Even a tziba or rabim could also not bring a keteris, excluding the tzibur that's supposed to bring it twice a day. Yochel, I would have thought to say la yalo mizbech apnimi. Maybe there's only an aver not to bring on mizbech apnim this keteris azora. Yalo mizbech achitzain. But maybe you buy zaya yochet zaya tzibur could bring the keteris on mizbech achitzain. Tam lema, the pasuk says no. Tam lema es shemen hamishcha v'es keteris asamim la kodesh kechol asher tzivasicha yasu. That means ein lochoel lamash shama beinyan. You can only bring the keteris where it says it. In the parasha it says that to bring it on mizbech apnim, that's the only place you could bring it. And only a tzibur, korban tzibur, and not other people. So who asked the kasha? What's the half meaning before to say it's mashma that a tzibur could bring it? And so here will be medayik, no, that a tzibur cannot bring another keteris. So what was the chiddush that the nesiim brought on mizbech achitzain? Omer Papa, the Papa says like this. Pshat the brayso was loy mi boy kama, means not only this, but not loy mi boy kama, loy mi boy tzibur. Amazbech achitzoin, not only can't the tzibur bring a keteris, not the regular tzibur he's supposed to bring in the morning and the afternoon, but a different type, more, that they cannot bring, even on Amazbech achitzoin. Why? Loy ashkechon, because you never find anywhere that a tzibur could bring a keteris on Amazbech achitzoin. And loy mi boy, not only yochid Amazbech apnimi. Not only can't the yochid bring the keteris on the panimi, loyashkechon, that we never find that a yochid could bring his keteris on the mizbech panim. But the chiddush is elafilu yochid mizbech achitzoin, that even a yochid cannot bring on the outside mizbech, even though the yashkechon v'nesiim, even though we found by the nesiim that they did bring their private keteris on the mizbech achitzoin. So maybe call Yochid, the Yochid also has a right to make a neder, nedava, to bring keteris. And this that's the Chiddush Braisa, no, Haroi Shoy, Hoysa. That was a special Haroi, special locha there, that you could bring the keteris. But Ledoiris, Avad, even the Yochid cannot bring the keteris on the Mizbeach, Hachitzin. Now the Mishnah says, Chavite Kohen Godol. The Kohen Godol used to bring his mincha every single day, half in the Baboikir and half Erev. So it says, Lehoye boyes chatzoyim. He did not bring half of the amount of flour in the morning and half of the amount by evening. El rather, maybe Yisar and Sholem. He brought all the amount of flour to complete Yisar in the morning. He was Mekadosh Dosing at one time. And then, Vechatzeyu, he divided it up in half after he brought it into the Beis Hamikdash. And then, Omakrev Mechza Baboyki, half he brought in the morning. Omechza Ben Aboyim, half he brought by evening. Now, Vechoyin Shikrev Mechza. Shachris Umeis, let's say a Kohen Gadol brought half of his chavitim in the morning and then he died. Uminu Kohen Achatachta, and then they appoint another Kohen Gadol. The locher is Lo Yovi Chat Yisar Mi Beisai. He cannot bring just a Chat Yisar from his new house like to do the Bein Abayim one. V'loi Chat Yisar Nesharishan, and he cannot use the other half from the morning's Kohen Gadol. El rather, the locher is maybe Yisar and Shalom, this new Kohen Gadol has to bring a new Yisarim from his house. V'chot say, when they divide it up halfway, O'makrav mechza, half of it is brought, now, O'mechza, but half of it is lost. Nimtzua comes out, Shnei Chatzoyim Krevim, or Shnei Chatzoyim Oivdim. Out of these two Kohen Gadols, half of them are brought, and half of them are lost. Like half of the morning ones is lost, and half of the afternoon ones is lost. So half and half is brought, and half is ovat. Now the Gemara explains, Tana Rabbon, what's in a price like this? Ilo nema mincha machtis, if we would have said that the Kohen Gadol has to bring a mincha machtis, I would have thought to say, maybe chatzi sarmi beisa shachris, that the Kohen Gadol could bring a half of an isar and a flower in the morning. Or makrif, and he brings the half in the morning for his minchas chavitim aboyker. And then chatzi sarmi beisa arvis. Umakriv, then in the afternoon, later, he brings another chat yitzar from his house. And he's makriv that. The apostle would have just said, mincha machtis, means to say, half by half you could bring. But Talmud Leimah, therefore the apostle says, machatzisa ba boiker, umachatzisa berif. meaning to say, machza misholem hu makriv. You have to bring half out of the whole thing. So from the word of machtitza, baboike will be medayik, it means half from a whole. Choketza, how does this come out? That mevi yisorin sholem, the Kohen Gadol has to bring every morning a complete yisorin, and then v'choytzeyu in the base of Mikdash, you have to use mekadosh b'kli, now we divide it in half. O makriv machtza, baboike will machtza ben haboyim. Half he brings in the morning, and half he brings ben habayim. What's going to be nitmo machta sheben habayim? Let's say then later on the half that was set aside for the ben habayim becomes tamei, or yishavot, or else the other half becomes lost. Yochla, I would have thought to say yovi chatzi sarmi beisai arvis for yakriv. It's enough for him just to bring now another chatzi sar from his house for the chavitim sheben habayim. Talmud Leimano, and this the Pesach says, Machatisa Baboikro Machatisa Berif. That means Machatza Misholomu Mevi. That it always has to be a half from a whole. Hakate, how does this come out? Mevi Yisora Sholomi Beisai. That the same way you do in the morning, if the afternoon got lost and you have to bring a new one, you have to bring the same thing in the afternoon also. You have to bring a complete Yisora Mi Beisai. Vachatse, and divide it in half. O makriv machza, half of it you bring, o machza of it, and the other half time gets lost. You don't use it. Nimtza comes out, shneichat zvayim kreifim, shneichat zvayim levdim. Two halves were used and two halves were lost. In the morning's half was lost, in the afternoon now, the other half you can't use. Now, koyin godol shikriv machza shachris. What's going to be if a koyin godol brought half of his mincha in the morning, o mason, then he died? They appointed another Kohen Gadol instead of the first one. Yochla would have thought to say, Yovi Chatzi Sarmi Beisai. Now the second Kohen Gadol just has to bring a Chatzi Sarn for his Minchas Chavitim Ben Abayim. Oy Chatzi Yisroinim Sharishan. Because maybe could even use over the second half of the first one's Chavitim. Talmud Leim, this person says, no. Oma Chatzi Sarberif. That means Machtzi Misholim. He has to have half of a whole, of his whole mincha, he has to use a half. And so, machtza misholem hu mevi makriv. If so, haketz, how does it come out? That mevi saron sholem, he has to bring a complete saron right now, for the afternoon. For chatzay, if he divides it up in half, o makriv, and he's makriv half of it, o machtza of it, half of it get lost. That's what Mishnah says, nimsa comes out like, shnei chatzay mevdim, shnei chatzay krevim. Half of it, two halves were used, the half of the morning and half of the afternoons, and the other halves are lost, not used. Now it says, Toni, Tona, Kaimad Rav Nachman, a Tan learned in front of Rav Nachman, Machza Rishoin, O Machza Sheni, Tubat Sarosim, V'yotz Lavesas Reifa. The half that you cannot use from the morning, or the half that you cannot use from the afternoon, what you have to do with it, let it stay overnight, let it have an Issa leaner on it, and then you burn it. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman, Bishlay Marishan Ichse Lakrova. I understand why in the morning you can't burn it the way it is right now. You have to let have a psalina. Because the mice of the mornings, Chavitim was Roy. It first had a Kedusha Saguf. It was fit to be brought. Just then the Kohen Gadol died. So if we have to wait to give it a psal to burn it. Elisheni, born the second Kohen Gadol in the afternoon, brings his Isarin, Sahur Lechetchila, he's only marked the chef of it. The other half has no kedusha to be used. So lomla yibud tura, mikorul yibud kosi. It's only common that chil, you knew it's going to be lost right away. So chur, it has no kedusha saguf. So what do you have to wait to yibud tura to count the psalina on it? So Mora says the yomla chomani. Who do you go like? The yomla chomani torn into the rabba baravuhu. The yom that he says afilu pigul toyin yibud tura that no. The Maestro, we don't burn any kachim. Any kachim, there is even pigol. Rashi says, the apostle chomeru, apostle the raisu, toin, tsura. Still, we do not burn the kachim the way it is right now. You always have to wait till it's ibut tsura, till it has another psul, tolina. Ravashi yama filotemi rabbonin, kivon de biidna, de pau gibhu, e boy hai makriv, e boy hai makriv, mechsechosi, that no, this isorin that the Kohen Gadol brings in the afternoon, even though Lamaisi cannot use more than half of it, but we do not know which half he's going to use. So every half lechatchila is fit to be used. So therefore it's considered they're both really fit to be used. And now the one you can't use, that one like you cannot burn the way it is right now, Therefore, you have to wait to Ibu Tzura till the Tzura changes, the form changes, and then you can burn it first the next day. Itna will learn like this. Chavite Kain Gadol Keitzen. Oisen. How do we bring, how's the Kain Gadol bring his Chavite in special mincha every day? Keitzen Oisen Oisen. How do we do it? So Rabbi Chiya Bar Abom, Rabbi Yechanan, Oifer, first we bake it. V'yacha Kach Metagno. And then you fry it in oil. However, Rabasi Yom Rabbi Chanino Metagno. No, first they fry it in oil. They did this dough. V'yacha Kach Oif, and then they bake it. So Omer Rabbi Chiba says that Kavos to the D Mestarva. Small Mestarva, the way I'm saying it. That first you have to bake it. Why? The Pasuk says Toifino, Toifino, double ocean like. It means to say Toifino no. You have to bake it nice. Rashi says Bishasa, Fiyostan, Batana, Taino. That when you bake it right away, it has to look nice. If you're going to fry it first, it comes a little bit black. Rashi says it doesn't look so nice. So therefore, Pshit, you have to bake it first. Rabasi Yomano Kavosa de Mistabas Molagam saying the first fry it. Why Tofino means Tofino no? Like bake it, first it should be like half done, like raw. So what does that mean to say? First fry it. It's not completely done. And then you bake it. The Mora says really Kitanoi to Machlekes Anoyim. When the Pasuk says Tofini, that you have to bake this Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol, so Idashvin Tofino no means first make it like raw, means first fry it. Rebbe Yoimino, Tafino Noah means bake it well, means first bake it first and then fry it. Rebbe Yoisi Yoimino, Tafino Rabo, that what you have to do is bake it twice. So therefore, Islay Noah, Vyislay Noah, it has both. That first you bake it, then you fry it, and then you bake it again. So you have both in Yonim. It's Noah, it's first like raw, and then it's being baked nicely. So you have both in Yonim here. Rashi says that Fias Harbe, Oifer Matagna Vyoifa, Isla Norsem Shomochi, Oifer Achatigan, after you fried it, you have to bake it again. Vyisla no, it's also called nice. Mishomochi, Oifer Tchila, you need both things. So even after you fry it, still you have to bake it again. And even before you fry it, you should also bake it to make it look nice. Tanan Hossam learnt over there, Gemara later, that Chavite Kohen Gadol, Lishosan v'arichosan v'afiyosan b'fnim, that b'shas they make the dough, the aricha, when they form the dough, and they make the dough when they knead it, it has to be done inside the Beis HaMikdash. And also, v'derichas Shabbos, on Shabbos also you're allowed to do this, you're allowed to bake it on Shabbos. So you know what I mean? How do we know that you're allowed to bake it on Shabbos? As the word of Kashmir is, maybe for Shabbos, bake it ever on Shabbos. So you don't have to bake it on Shabbos. Omer Rav Huna, Toifina means Toifina, no, it has to be baked nice. For Yofla Miesma, if you're going to bake it on Friday, in Shibboleth, it's not going to be a little bit stale. When it comes Shabbos, it won't be good. So therefore, it's not called Toifina. Maskalor Rabbi Yosef, Rosev asked the question. Maskalor Rabbi Yosef, Ema, why don't you say, the kofish le biyarka, like preserve it in your vegetables, that no ear would come to it, preserve it, so the challah will still be fresh. So how do you know to say you let it bake it and knead it on Shabbos? So the verb Yishmel Tono, the Pasuk says Tase, do it, meaning V'afilu B'Shabbos, and also Tase V'afilu B'Tumah, even though it's brought B'Tumah, still you let it bring it. So that's the Xeris HaKosef. Abayram Omek, where the Pasuk says Soilas Mincho Tomit, that is Minchas Chavitin is like a Korban HaTomit. So you have to say Hareyu K'Minchas Tamidim, it's like a Minchas Tamidim. And just like the Tomid is doing a Shabbos, who are din the Minchas Chavitim that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day, is also doing a Shabbos. Alright, we'll stop here.